Imagining the future and what it will take to get us there. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. One of the Smithsonian Museums here in Washington, D.C., is helping visitors explore how technology can, and should, shape the world of tomorrow. We sent Marketplace producer Sasha Fernandez to take her own tour of the Futures Exhibition.
When you enter the museum, which looks like a cathedral with soaring ceilings, you'll see the guides. Tall, metal columns with colorful screens and a sensor. The museum calls them futures beacons.
All right, so you kind of swoop. You have to do sort of a swooping, yep.
That's Rachel Goslins. She's the director for the Arts and Industries building. Here, she's demonstrating how the beacons work. The sensor basically scans your body, and by swooping your arm left to right, you can pick answers to several questions, like what kind of future do you want? And with each interaction, the beacon saves your answers. The museum worked with the design studio, Lab at Rockwell Group, and with the think tank, Institute for the Future, to create this exhibition. It's an effort to get people thinking about the different ways we might interact with technology in the future. Here's Rachel again.
If you can't imagine the future you want to live in, then you're not going to feel very hopeful or empowered to try and get there.
After interacting with the first beacons, visitors can enter the Futures That Work Hall, highlighting tech that could help us tackle everyday problems. For example, your commute time. If you want to get to work faster, a beacon will direct you to the Pegasus capsule. Here, visitors can get a close view of Virgin's Hyperloop vessel and even hear audio from one of the initial test rides.
All right, the vehicle has come to a stop. Capcom, please check on the occupants.
Sorry, okay?
It may not be the teleportation of science fiction, but it works. The capsule could transport passengers at more than 600 miles an hour. There's also the Futures That Unite Hall, where the beacons ask visitors about how we can use technology to better connect and uplift one another. I ran into museum visitor Carla Wesley, who said she was struck by a display where a future pharmacy could bioengineer insulin on the spot, potentially lowering costs and improving access to the life-saving drug.
It's almost like going back to the artisans of the past, the alchemists who first made medieval times medicines, but using sophisticated science of today, which is fascinating.
As you leave the museum, one last beacon gives visitors a chance to inspect and interact with the thoughts they shared. The information is then updated on an hourly basis to reflect the answers people gave. When I was there, for example, most of the participants said they believed 3D printed organs could help save people's lives in the coming decade. Mariana Salinas, another museum visitor, said she enjoyed using the beacons for the opportunity to contribute to the exhibit.
It's nice to know that you're leaving behind a little bit of information in the museum.
Because people don't want to just let the future happen. They want to help create it.
Marketplace producer Sasha Fernandez. Futures runs through July 6th. And now for some related links. If you want to see what those futures beacons in the exhibition look like, there are photos on our website, marketplacetech.org. Also, if you want to explore some of the ideas behind the beacons or play some futurist games, we'll link to the Institute for the Future, the think tank that helped design those beacons. And there's a bunch of interesting technology highlighted in the exhibition that Sasha couldn't get to in her story. So we'll include a link to the website for the exhibit as well. One thing Sasha thought was pretty cool, the enormous Bell Nexus vehicle, a prototype for a taxi in the sky. Very Jetson style, if you ask me. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.